John chapter 12. When you find it, say amen. John chapter 12 and verse 24. Amen. When you find it, amen. Again, say amen. So we'll know that you are there. John chapter 12 and verse 24. Amen. John chapter 12 and verse 24 reads as follows. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. The Lord has given, amen, me a word to share with you on this morning out of the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 24. Again, it reads, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. I want to talk about, if you'll give me just a few minutes, broken for a reason. Broken for a reason. Broken for a reason. My brothers and sisters, it seems to me that, amen, that you and I as believers, amen, you and I as children of God, amen, we're always trying to keep things together. Amen. We're always trying to hold things in our life together. It seems like we're always attempting to avoid being broken. Amen. Amen. Nobody wants to be broken. Amen. Have you ever thought about, amen, you know, we used to, was a little fairy tale about Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. We always, in our minds, visualize Humpty Dumpty being broken, amen, and not being able to put those things back together. But for the child of God, amen, being broken is something that's part of the process. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. In the book of John, amen, in chapter 12, we see that everything is set in motion, and Jesus Christ is in just a short period of time going to go to the cross. He's gonna be nailed to the cross. Amen. He's gonna die. Amen. And he's gonna raise again with all power in his hands. Are y'all gonna pray with me this morning? Amen. Jesus has selected, amen, his disciples. His disciples have traveled with Jesus, preaching and teaching all over the land and country. Amen. They have healed the sick. They have given the blind sight. Deaf ears have been opened. Lepers have been cleansed. Amen. Many people have been blessed throughout the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, at this particular time, amen, we see that after when Jesus, when he comes into Jerusalem, people have taken down, they have took branches from palm trees and they have laid it at his feet and they are shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. They are excited about Jesus being in Jerusalem. Are y'all going to stay with me this morning? Amen. I realize that y'all are not a noisy group. Amen. Every preacher likes a noisy group, but I realize that we don't have a noisy group, so I'm not offended anymore. Y'all going to pray with me this morning? Y'all just quiet. It is what it is. I don't care what I do, how I holler, fall out, sing, foam at the mouth, hoop. Y'all ain't going to say much, but I know you're listening. Amen. Amen. I thank God for putting that in my ear. I'm like, Lord, I'm doing all I can, and they just ain't saying nothing. He said, they're not gonna say nothing. Amen. You had to go somewhere else to get all that. but they the same ones who have laid these palm leaves down, these branches down, and who are crying and Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Amen. In just a few hours, amen, Jesus riding on a donkey, in just a few hours, these same people are going to be yelling, crucify him. Amen. His disciples, amen, are going in with him. Amen. Judas, the one who will ultimately sell him out. Amen. Peter, the one who would deny him. There's a lot going on right here. And if we look in the Bible, when we look back at all the times where Jesus is interacting with his disciples, amen, he has always told them that my time has not come yet. Are y'all going to pray with me? But we see here in the book of John, verse 22. Verse 23, he says, but Jesus answered them saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Oh, hallelujah. And then we go into verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Pastor, what are you saying? Only by falling, my brothers and sisters, only by falling and breaking can a single grain produce a rich crop. Amen. So some of our farmers, only by falling, only by falling and breaking, can the seed produce fruit? Are y'all with me this morning? We going somewhere with this. Y'all just stay with me. Amen. I got my illustrations this morning. I got to do it how God told me to do it. If the seed remains isolated and protected, are y'all with me? It will never produce anything. So, being broken, we are broken for a reason. If we are isolated and protected all the time, if Jesus had never, hallelujah, been broken, if the seed had never gone into the ground, it could have never come up. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? If you had never been broken, amen, if you had never gone through what you went through, your ministry would have never got off the ground. If McGuire hadn't gone through some of the things that he went through, amen, if I hadn't gone through trials and tribulations in my life, I wouldn't be standing where I'm standing right now. But what we do is we try to avoid being broken. And my brothers and sisters, you know what? Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ called on God and said, Daddy, if it be your will, woo, did it have this cup to pass me by? There's got to be another way. Daddy, surely you can figure out another way than breaking me, amen, and planting me. Many of us want to go to the next level without being broken. But it's impossible to go to the next level without being broken. I've learned that, amen, over the few years that I've been in ministry. Amen. You know, when things are going bad and when people are doing all sorts of things and it feels like everything that I'm trying is not going right, then I know God is up to something. Are y'all going to pray with me? I know that the Lord is up to something. So if the seed remains isolated and protected, it will never produce anything. But see, that's how the Lord works to mature his children. He breaks us in order to bring spiritual growth. And then when we grow spiritually, then he's able to birth supernatural ministries out of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can anybody hear? You didn't know that he was a healer till you got sick. He had to break you. Hallelujah. You didn't know that he was a mind regulator till you almost lost your mind, but he stepped in right on time. You didn't know that he cared about the family till you almost lost your family. He stepped in and said, no, let's stay together. Loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Let's stay together. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I'm preaching, but y'all ain't saying nothing, but that's all right. I know that's how we are. My brothers and sisters, we have to look at the areas. Amen. The three areas that God works in our lives. God targets the areas in which we are not, that we don't want to submit to him. How many of we get broken in those areas? I heard my mama testify the other day. She said that I used to get up and testify that I never had a sick day in my life. That was my testimony. I'd never been sick, but I saw my mama so sick she couldn't even pray. She said, "Shan, come just pray with me, baby. Pray with, because I can't say nothing. I don't know that it just won't come out." That area. Amen. And she had never had to trust and depend on God for. He said, "Okay, I'm going to have to break you, Sister McGuire. I love you, but I got to break you. I love you, but I never been broke in my life. But you're going to lose that job. I got to break you so you'll trust and lean and depend on me." Hallelujah, somebody. None of us want to be broken. Amen. Daniel had to go into the den of lions. Hallelujah. In order for somebody to see who God really was. Hallelujah. He arranges the circumstances and selects the tools with which to break our self-sufficiency. We saw Job minding his own business, had his wife, his cattle and children, everything Job had. But the first thing God hit was his stuff. Didn't he? He said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He has broken us. When you look in your rearview mirror, can't you see that he's broken you down in some areas and you fought being broken so hard, but there was a blessing out of the brokenness? Jesus Christ himself said, "Daddy, if I don't have to go, don't make me go." Hallelujah, church. But God said, "No, son, we got an agreement. We got a plan. You got to be broken." Oh, we want to avoid being broken, my brothers and sisters, don't we? I don't want to go through the embarrassment. I don't want to go through the drama. I don't want people going to talk about me. But they talked about Jesus. So they're going to talk about you. They're going to talk. And that's something that's real hard. You know, I always say, man, I always had a good reputation. Started preaching, and Lord Jesus. I said, man, why did I even do this? People that love me now hate me. Man, I don't even know half these folk, and it's always something. You ain't even in my circle. I just know, hey, what's up? And that. He said, "Listen, son, they broke me, so they're going to break you. And there's a blessing out of your brokenness. There's a reason to be broken." Whew. It's some good stuff. It's some stuff on the inside. He controls the pressure and the timing of the circumstances to bring us back into his will. See, if things start to go too good, some of us will get the big head. Start popping our collar. Amen. Thinking we all that in a bag of chips. We said, no, humble is the way. Amen. We do not live, my brothers and sisters, a crossless Christianity. Every one of us has a cross that we must bear. Are y'all going to pray with me? But the strange thing is, we the word tells us that, but boy, we want to shake that thing off, don't we? No, I don't want no cross on my. We want to talk about the cross, but we don't want the cross to be on our back. Are y'all going to pray with me? We don't want to go through what we have to go through in order to grow. I remember when I was a young boy, I tell mama, "Oh, my knees hurt. Oh, my back. Boy, you too young. You ain't got no back." Y'all heard that growing up? And then daddy said, "Boy, there ain't nothing but growing pains." The brokenness, my brothers and sisters, those are growing pains. And those pains are very important. Amen? So I'm trying to learn, my brothers and sisters. Amen. I'm preaching this because I struggle with being broken. I struggle with some of the things that I have to go through in order to get to the next level. Amen. Understand, I had to go through some things for God to even bring me here. Amen. And I'm going through some things in order for God to keep me here. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? And I got to go through some things in order for God to take us where he wants us to go through my leadership. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? And you got to go through some stuff in order to follow the leadership and go to the next level. You say, Lord, I didn't know he was going to break us with this preacher. We thought we wanted him, but I don't know. He ain't all I thought he was. I'm just keeping it real this morning. They said he could preach, but I don't know. He's all right. He getting better. I ain't got your house bugged either or your phone. I work for the Lord, and he tipped me off on stuff. Are y'all going? If we refuse to be reformed through brokenness and insist to cling to the thing God wants us to release, he gonna put us on the shelf. Just as a broke grain of wheat will be fruitless and alone, yet we resist brokenness at every turn. We want to hold on to the things that we think bring joy, don't we? We want to persist on relationships that stunt our spiritual growth. We want to persist on relationships that stunt our spiritual growth. But it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. How do you think Jesus Christ felt when they began to beat him for what you did? How do you think Jesus Christ felt when they put nails in his hands for what you took? How do you think it felt when they put nails in his feet for where you went? How do you think it felt when they pierced him in his side because of who you was with? Hey! He didn't do that. You did. We did. We put him on that cross. Oh, but there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for us to be broken. We're broken for a purpose. We want to take the path of least resistance and hope God will bless our laziness. Lazy folk in the house. I go to church, proud member of the New Generation Baptist Church, Orange Chapel. But just coming ain't gonna get it. It may do good for you, but God said that we are disciples. He ain't satisfied with us being. It's up to us to go out and bring those in who are lost. When was the last time you shared the gospel with somebody? When was the last time you encouraged somebody to come to church? But that ain't my thing. I'm quiet. Okay. God ain't going to bless our laziness. As a pastor, I can't be a lazy pastor. That's why every once in a while, you deacons come up here, y'all catch me in the building. Every once in a while, I come up here and catch y'all in the building. I came up here to vacuum the floor because it looked so bad after we celebrated last week. Amen. I come in here and the floor was already vacuumed. I called, a deacon. I said, Deacon, did you vacuum that floor? Yeah, man, I got it done. Amen. I love to see, us work in ministry. Guys, we're gonna have to work this thing. But I'm talking about there's a reason for being broken. All of us have gone through some things in life. True or false? True. Say, I ain't even gonna want to tell, man. I know you don't want to tell it. God delivered you and you didn't even tell nobody. Your stuff was so bad you couldn't even tell it. Your stuff was so bad you didn't even come to the front of the church and tell it. You just said to your seat, said, Lord, you know what I need to be. You was broke right there in your seat. Your brokenness was for a reason. I ain't even gonna get to use all these notes. Our Father has a better way. Brokenness. The word proclaims that it hurts far more not to be broken. Amen? Don't be distracted by short-term happiness. We're broken for, don't be distracted by short-term happiness. Some of us are so distracted by our short-term happiness, we can't move forward in the Lord. Look where your Father is leading you and let him do whatever it takes to get you there. Amen. If we look in the book, as I heard to my close, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, my brothers and sisters, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. This particular scripture is talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ was the seed. Amen. And the seed had to be broken, had to be planted, had to die in order to grow up. Amen. In order for the whole process to go through, my brother, are y'all with me this morning? And if Jesus Christ had to be broken, if Jesus Christ had to go through some things in life, you and I are going to have to go through some things in life in order to get to the next level. If Jesus Christ had never been broken, there would have been no salvation. Hallelujah. We all would have died and gone to hell. But I like verse 20 that says, now there were certain Greeks among those who came to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, sir, we wish to see Jesus. And Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn, Andrew and Philip told Jesus. And then Jesus gave this answer, said, the hour has come. The hour has come for me to be broken. Now, prophecy fulfilled itself because there were Greeks. Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Amen. Greeks represent the Gentiles. Can you see that Gentiles were following Jesus even before? We're still under the law at this time because Jesus hadn't died yet. So the Gentiles weren't even in the promise. Oh, that's big. That somebody should have said something right there. So once the Gentiles are following Jesus, guess what? That represents us. Unless you're Jewish. So everything has been fulfilled. The word has gone forth. But my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has to be broken. Amen. And once he's broken, amen. And once he comes back up, now it's time, amen, for some fruit. But my brothers and sisters, once you're broken, amen, it's time, amen, for you to start producing some fruit. Oh, are y'all going to pray with me? Amen. Jesus goes on to say, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. And if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Talked about, my brothers and sisters, a reason. We're broken for a reason. Amen. I have a yard full of pecan trees. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? And my wife loves to make little decorative things around where we live. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? She has a little fall theme on our front porch. See, we live in one of them old houses with a big old porch on it. Amen. And she has some pecans that she's placed, amen, out front, amen, with some little scarecrows and a little fall thing. Amen. And these, even though these seeds, these are seeds. Amen. These seeds, because they have been picked up and put on the shelf, amen, they ain't good for nothing. Are y'all going to pray with me? Oh, but I have some other pecans that have fallen on the ground, that have been broken. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I know this is elementary for somebody, but they fallen and they broken and they fallen into the ground. And every once in a while, you'll look out in my yard, amen, and you'll see, hallelujah, some leaves that are growing up out of the ground. Amen, my brothers and sisters, I don't know if you know it. Hallelujah, but a pecan ain't nothing but a pecan tree seed. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah, just the other day I saw one of them. And I began to dig down. I wanted to see what was really going on, because I didn't know this until the other day. So I got down and I pulled up, amen, one of the little trees that was growing in my yard. Hallelujah, but when I pulled the little tree up, amen, there was a pecan on the bottom. Are y'all going to pray with me? That pecan had to be broken, hallelujah, in order to do what God had called it to do. Now notice something. Ain't God all right? When that seed went into the ground, hallelujah, it didn't grow up first, but I noticed there were some roots that grew down. Are y'all gonna pray with me? If there's anybody here that's ever been broken, hallelujah, you've been broken to grow down and get your roots. Get your roots.